Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuis for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, I have noticed that everywhere I go, from eating in restaurants to nature walks to sporting events, people have their nose stuck in their cell phones. What's up with that?
Well, look, there are benefits to mobile cellular telephones, but a lot of people seem to be at least semi-addicted to them. Now, this week, NPR posted something. Here's the headline. The surprising origin of four features that superglue kids and adults to screens. And first, it mentions that there were two landmark cases that social media companies were found liable for endangering and harming children. And Meta and Google want to appeal these particular things. They dispute the idea that their products are addictive. But it says for over more than a decade, scientists have identified features of social media and other apps that hold people's attentions as long as possible. These features create, quote, kind of a super glue on the apps, says the cultural anthropologist Natasha Dauschul at New York University, who pioneered research in this field. She said, quote, they keep us spending more time on these apps and spending more money. They drain us of our energy and ourselves. And understanding this, what they're doing may help us. And then the article says, during the trial in California, the attorney bringing the case against Meta and Google said they designed their apps to behave like digital casinos. And that's an appropriate comparison, according to Schul's research, because the major design elements of social media have surprising roots in what? The gambling industry.
Well, Meta and Google should just admit to the success of their development departments. After all, high use slash addiction was the point of the app. Tell us more about how this is tied to digital gambling.
Well, this NPR article continued with, they tied it in with slot machines, video slot machines. Quote, pulled into the machine zone. Back in the 1980s and 1990s, the casino industry gradually and purposely created what many scientists considered to be the most addictive form of gambling, video slot machines. There's something like a giant app played on a huge video screen with ergonomic chair attached to it. They can play for 24 hours, even 48 hours straight. Some people even tell Schul they wear adult diapers to the casino so they don't have to stop gambling to use the restroom.
Wow. That's sad. That's worse than drugs. What is the addiction?
Well, what Schul found out during her research was that there were four key features that, when combined together, help hold people on the gambling devices. These features trigger a trance-like or disassociated state known as, quote, the machine zone or dark flow, in which people lose track of their sense of time and place. Anyway, the article says there are four features that create that superglue. Number one, solitude. Quote, when the relationship is just between you and the machine, it removes social cues for stopping, Schul says. Number two, bottomlessness. Says videos keep appearing on TikTok, YouTube, photos, comments keep people popping on Instagram, apps seemingly endless content for you to see. It all shows or plays automatically. Quote, there's no natural stopping point, Schul says, so you never feel finished or satisfied. Feature three, speed. The faster people play video slots, the longer people gamble. Well, I would think you'd lose your money faster and give up, but okay. Schul found in her review of research performed by the gambling industry, speed has a similar effect on social media and video streaming apps, she says. The faster people can scroll, watch, and then watch again, the harder it is for them, or many of them, to stop and pull away from the app. Quote, the speed of the feedback can cause this sense that you merge with the screen. You don't know where you begin and the machine ends, Schul says. The speed really pulls you into the flow. Anyway, for social media, the article says, the speed at which we find new material has jumped with several technological advances, including the invention of a higher speed internet and something called infinite scroll. Number four, feature four, teasing or giving you almost what you want. The final ingredient is perhaps the most important, says Jonathan D. Morrow, a neuroscientist and psychiatrist at University of Michigan. It's all about how apps select content for you, how it typically works. First, the software uses AI to determine what you're hoping to find or see. Well, even if you don't know what you want, the app knows. It's very good at figuring it out, Morrow says. But then, he says, the app withholds that reward. Well, apps don't give it to you. They give you something close to that. And a few clicks later, the algorithm gives you something even closer. And the article says, you know, this is a recipe for overuse. Then, quoting Scholl again, it says, when an app combines these four features, solitude, bottomlessness, speed, and teasing, it creates kind of a recipe for overuse for nearly everyone. But the recipe is especially harmful for children, she adds. Quote, it's a cruel setup, especially when kids are concerned. Kids are obviously more vulnerable, end quote.
Now, I have noticed that every time I do a search for something on my computer or phone, I'm inundated with just what I'm almost looking for.
Well, yeah, that happens a lot with apps. But if that fourth feature, teasing or giving you almost what you want, is also a key factor in gambling and pornography as well. Yet people spend a lot of money on both of those. You know, the Bible warns in Isaiah 55, verse 2, why do you spend your wages for that which does not satisfy? And it's more than non-satisfaction that comes with pornography, which, by the way, was basically the major initial funding for the commercial internet, and as well as gambling and being excessively glued to your social media. But there's also other problems. And back in 2023, the U.S. Surgeon General put out a report on teens and social media. It was a public statement that calls for the American people's attention to what they said was an urgent public health issue and provides recommendations how it should be addressed. They say basically there's growing concerns about the effect of social media on youth's mental health. Probably adults too, but that wasn't their focus. It says the current evidence has about the positive and negative effects of social media on children and adolescents basically affects mental health and well-being concerns. And they didn't look at everything, but basically what they're finding is that this electronic searches for research basically gets people caught into it. And they're trying to come up with things that, you know, adults can do. Well, anyway, you know, there are problems, of course, with many who are overly involved with what I would call, or what's been called, social media.
Well, with the court ruling against Meta and Google and the Surgeon General's advisory calling for the nation's immediate action, is the risk finally being addressed?
Well, despite these court rulings and all that stuff, there's an article that came out this week also. I think the same day the NPR article came out. Here's the headline. Social media algorithms are becoming increasingly dangerous. Before I go to the article, the fact with AI, and, you know, AI starts to know who you are, and it's getting there. Well, anyway, here's what this article says. Social media algorithms are controlling how we communicate and interact, and their influence is only growing stronger. What once felt like a tool for connection has turned into a system that shapes our behavior, attention, and even the way we think. The more we rely on these platforms, the less control we seem to have on how we spend our time. And this part's interesting. I'm going to read this verbatim. I started to notice in small moments when my phone buzzes, I don't check it, I get a weird sense of anxiety, like I'm missing something important. Now, many of you know I'm not a cell phone person. I had mine on longer than I normally do this week. And yeah, when it buzzed, I kind of felt I needed to go and look at it. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually happier that I pretty much almost never have it on. Anyway, it says the algorithm allows users to be in their own personal bubble in a world catered to it. And then it mentioned a study done by Columbia University that found that engagement-based algorithms amplify emotionally charged and opposing content, reinforcing the same perspective and making users feel negative toward opposing views. And it's just at this point, it feels instinctual for people to pull out their phones whenever they experience any kind of boredom or discomfort. That's what makes it more concerning. It's not a choice people are actively thinking about. It's something that just happens. And here's something that Jose Marichal, a professor of political science at California Lutheran University, said, quote, "There's a real cool concept in sociology called habitus. Like, you set your practices, you get rewarded or punished for, like, day-to-day life. And increasingly, scrolling gives you that reward of being freed from boredom. Says it feels like it's coming from you. It feels like you're in charge, you're in control. Even though it feels like you're the one controlling it, it's also figuring out not just what's going to keep you there, but also things you might be interested in." End quote.
Could we say any of this is satanic?
Yeah, because in a lot of ways, this is how Satan the devil works. You know, the Bible calls him in 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this world. And in Ephesians 2:2, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit which now works in the sons of disobedience. Satan blasts a hostility toward the way of peace. And people, adults and children, consider this normal. Satan's society pushed traditions that people are comfortable with. Jesus also condemned. Just like certain aspects of web design, gambling tricks, pornography, and algorithms, Satan's ways often seem natural and normal. And we have to be mindful of that.
Well, since we all use cell phones, where do we go from here?
Well, children and adults, there's three things. One, limit their entertainment time on the internet or on their cell phones. Two, never intentionally view pornography. And three, as I mentioned before, often have their cellular mobile phones turned off. And also, we can consider what the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 6, starting verse 11, New King James. As Christians, we're to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. When you're dealing with algorithms and stuff, it's not normal flesh and blood either. Mm-hmm. But anyway, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand an evil day, and having done all, to stand. For to stand, therefore, having our waist girded with truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness, shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, take the shield of faith, we'll be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. Take the helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We're supposed to pray always and to support getting the gospel out, is what Paul wrote. So now, if you focus completely on yourself, obviously you're not going to be doing what God wants. You're not going to be able to break Satan's influence if you don't want to do what God says. But with God's help, we can change. As the Apostle Paul wrote, Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And by the way, related to that, we also put out another video about how to change your life in 5 seconds. And basically, if you're not sure what to do, say, "Jesus, help me." Anyway, you and your children can break the super glue of social media, gambling, and or pornography if you obey the word of God, rely on Jesus, and support the work of God.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.